We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
You know, what's different about this generation is how they like to engage with brands. So, of course, they're very mobile savvy. Of course, they like social media. So we are seeing a lot on Instagram. But they also like to be part of your marketing and part of the process.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and as most of our listeners know, back to school is one of the most important shopping holidays for retailers. But this year, it's the back to college shopper that's catching our eye. These shoppers are spending about $250 more than the average K through 12 shopper, contributing $55 billion for the industry in total. What's more, these aren't just parents. These are college kids, Generation Z, Gen Z, that are shopping on their own. In just a moment, we're going to chat with Catherine Cullen, Director of Retail and Consumer Insights for the National Retail Federation, about what makes this generation tick. Stick with us. Well, let me first start by welcoming my co-host, my friend and my colleague, Jen Overstreet. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Bill. Great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And Catherine, welcome to Retail Gets Real.
Hi, Bill.
So this Gen Z, who are these Gen Zers? What is, give me a profile.
Absolutely. So Gen Z or Generation Z or iGen, as some people like to call them, they are the latest generation. They're those consumers who were born in 1995 or later. So most of them are still in school, middle school, high school, may even be being born.
Can you just do the math for us on that 1995? What is that?
I didn't know there was a quiz as part of back to college.
Are they driving yet?
Just think of them as kids.
They right? are.
So there was a great article this morning on how we need to stop calling teenagers millennials. And it really spoke to me in this topic.
Ready for
yes.
that.
But so the oldest are 23, so they're actually graduating from college, and the youngest are still being born, depending on how you define the generation. But as you mentioned, you know, this is a generation that we know is going to be important. They are going to be about 2 billion strong globally by 2020. And what we're seeing is the oldest are starting to go to college, they're starting to spend their own money, and so we can see how they actually behave as consumers and what makes them so different. So I think this is a really exciting year for back to college and as we see these people grow up.
Now, how big is back to school, back to college for the economy?
It's huge. So it is the second biggest spending season after the winter holidays here in the U.S. In total, for the season, we are expecting spend to reach nearly $83 billion. So it's a lot of backpacks, pencils, mm-hmm. laptops, things like that. And of that, as you mentioned, back to college is actually the bulk. It's actually about $55 billion in total that we're expecting to be spent this year, which is more than what we expect for back to school, where it's only about $27.5 billion.
So you're saying expecting, like, when does this happen? When does this shopping happen for these guys?
Oh, great question, especially since that happens earlier and earlier every year. So one thing we've been talking a lot about for the back to class season is that we see it starting earlier and earlier. Events like Prime Day and Black Friday in July are really kicking off the season. People are getting started earlier, but they're spreading out their shopping and shopping all the way up until the end. And one thing that's really true about college shoppers and Generation Z is they like to put things off. So
Wait. College kids like to put things off. They like to procrastinate.
We can talk a lot about how this generation is different, but in this, they are same as college students from every generation.
I was a college student once. I procrastinated.
I procrastinated picking a major.
I did too. How many majors did you have?
Oh, I think I cycled through three at least.
I did.
I thought I was going to be a philosophy major. I was not. It did not work out.
I did like five. I mean, yeah, wow. I just couldn't decide, like pre-business, pre-law.
Very patient parents.
Yeah, well, my dad got to the point, people would say, well, what's Bill studying at the university? And he'd be like, I don't know what day of the week is it. So it was bad, but.
Well, philosophy, I think, Catherine, is pretty close to what you're doing right now because we're talking about.
Philosophizing.
Yeah.
So how much do they procrastinate? I mean, are they still looking? I mean, college
they
has
are
started.
Still looking. So for retailers and businesses out there, there's still a lot of time to capture these consumers and capture their spend because they still have more than half of their shopping left to do. And they're planning on putting it off until the last couple of weeks before school starts or even after classes begin. So about 8 and 10 still have most of their shopping left to do and plan on shopping, you know, right before school starts.
And as of recording, we're just sort of hitting the end of, what is today? It's the
mid-August.
Timeframe. So I love thinking about back to college shopping because I went to the University of Kansas. I lived in a college town for a long time. I was like one of those people who like stuck around the college town.
Is that the Jayhawks?
Yeah, the Jayhawks. Yeah. That's right.
Just making sure.
But I just remember like move-in weekend and, you know, you wanted to avoid the Target on move-in weekend because it was like kids and their parents and there was just like this big event. And so does that still happen? Is there still like this big physical shopping event or like how is Gen Z changing that?
There's still big shopping events. I think we'll still see crowded stores, but we do know that they are very attracted to online shopping, particularly for this season, which it makes sense. You know, if you're traveling for school, going out of state for school, you don't necessarily want to pack up your duffel bag. Or in my case, I loaded up my car and drove from California to Michigan with all my stuff and bought my last items, you know, in the town where my college was. But now these college students can buy things online and have them ready to pick up or shipped directly to their campus. So they don't have to go through the hassle or that sort of, you know, rite of passage.
They also probably don't know how amazing that is to be able to do that.
Well, it is amazing, but they're also missing out on something that, I mean, that was kind of fun. I mean, it was kind of your transitioning. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're unpacking everything and from the car, your parents. Now, my parents, on the other hand, just stood in the doorway at the house when I left and waved goodbye. But it was, you know, there's a bunch of people, their parents are there, they're unloading the cars, they're unpacking the stuff. It's kind of fun. Now they just go to the mailroom and pick up their packages.
Or they can do curbside pickup. So we've seen a lot of major retailers. You can actually, you know, place your order when you're still at home, maybe when your parents are paying for it. Go to college and pick it up from the store in your town. But I would argue that shopping is still really fun today for these students. We're seeing a lot of really interesting online experiences. So if you're shopping for your dorm room, there are these virtual experiences where you can, you know, walk through a digital space and see how, you know, that comforter will look or that wallpaper. It's kind of amazing. Yeah, I almost wish I was setting up an apartment right now and redecorating. It's really cool.
So I don't see a lot. I mean, there's one commercial that stands out. I won't say the name of the retailer, but there's one that really was focused on college. And the only reason it resonated with me was there's a young lady waiting for a guy to come study in her dorm room. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that makes a lot of parents kind of anxious. But I haven't seen a lot of back to college television ever. How are retailers engaging Gen Zers, these folks going to college?
Well, I think because they procrastinate, we are just starting to see a pickup in back to college ads. I just watched one today that was all about cramming for your first test and everything you need right before that, from the coffee to the water to the water filter. It was a really cool commercial.
Pretty good message, yeah.
But, you know, what's different about this generation is how they like to engage with brands. So, of course, they're very mobile savvy. Of course, they like social media. So we are seeing a lot on Instagram. But they also like to be part of your marketing and part of the process. And so we're seeing a lot of brands, you know, launch initiatives to really engage Gen Z leading up to back to college. So another brand that I've been noticing engaging Gen Z in this way is H&M. So for their new fall collection, they partnered with digital magazine Refinery 29 to feature the new styles. But instead of having models in the shoot or having the editorial board write something, they actually featured real-life college students showing how they were planning on using the new fashions in their everyday life. It had a lot about their bios and their personal style and really kind of brought the collection to life and brought it to life with real people, which I thought was really, really cool. And we're seeing that all over the place, you know. Macy's and Target are using their associates, who are often, you know, might be Gen Zers working in this case, to, you know, promote the products that they really like and getting them involved. And we're seeing that sort of all over the place. So it's a new way of engaging this generation that it's very different from how millennials like to be engaged.
So when we talk about what they're buying, I mean, and you say, you know, they're procrastinating, what are those last minute items that retailers are gearing up for?
A lot of it is school supplies. So again, that makes sense. If you're, you know, figuring out your classes, maybe figuring out your major, you're still figuring out what school supplies you actually need. And so most of these consumers are, you know, still have the school supplies left to buy, as well as things like clothes. And then, of course, more perishable items like food. So stocking up that dorm room. There's a lot of fancy options out there for college students. I think there are even subscription boxes that'll send you college snacks. I mean, I remember going and buying Goldfish and Cheez-Its, and that got me through the year, which probably wasn't too healthy.
Yeah.
Yes. And personal care. There's a lot going on with personal care, and we've seen some brands, I don't remember who off the top of my head, but focusing on sort of affordable personal care to get you through those stressful weeks at school. So again, really tying it to the event and tying it to these students.
It's interesting. My counselor in college told me I was the only student that he had had in all of his years that would basically register through drop ad, because I would register for several classes. I'd go to the class, I'd get the syllabus, and then I would see that they had like weekly Friday quizzes. And I'd be like, yep, nope, gonna drop that
one. Oh, so
you
just like over-registered at the beginning and then drop stuff?
Yep.
Oh.
So I would have been one of those procrastinators, but not because I was a procrastinator waiting until the last minute. I just needed to figure out what I was going to be doing that's particular
quarter. Well, maybe you set a precedent. Maybe this whole generation is following your example.
You know, I'd like to think in leadership in that respect. I hope not.
Do we know much about Gen Z and subscriptions? I mean, I guess they're pretty young to be signing up for things at this point, but the college, it's really an excellent idea to, you know, start a subscription service specifically designed for a college student.
Yeah, I haven't seen a ton of examples out there yet, but a lot of the beauty subscriptions would, of course, appeal to college students. And we know that younger consumers, whether it's millennials or Gen Z, do tend to like subscription services more than other consumers. They like that ability to try things. For Gen Z, though, they also really like to be able to review it. So they want to be able to give their opinion and really to say how much they liked the product.
I got to be involved in everything.
Yes.
You know what? I think one of the challenges for universities would be, and I'm sure that they're tackling this as time has gone on, but all of these kids making all of these orders online, so all of these boxes being delivered to these dorms, where do they put all that stuff? I mean, if you've got, you know, 200, 300, 400 kids in a building, everybody's ordering something all the time, whether it's subscription or just, you know, through their Amazon Prime. I mean,
yeah, and then where do you put the box recycling?
Correct.
And like all of that other stuff, not just
that may be a whole nother episode.
Yeah, but we know retailers, Amazon's putting pickup boxes and delivery lockers on campuses to help deal with this problem or issue. And so I think we're going to see more of that again, more things like, you know, picking up from retailer locations, all those types of services that adapt to how people today are really shopping and how this younger generation is shopping.
Give us a fun fact.
About back to college?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
because there's no fun facts about back to school. Nobody wants to go back to school. College, there's got to be some fun facts.
Oh, see, I loved shopping for back to college. I like stocking up on all those, you know, pencils and stuff.
I miss that. I still think about it every August. I'm always like, oh, I probably need to get a new notebook. I need some new stationery, you know.
Yeah, and now there's notebooks that you can scan them with an app and it digitizes your notes and then you just erase the notebook and reuse it. It's kind of amazing.
Have you seen, I mean, you could put them in the microwave.
And yes, but it's invisible ink or it wipes it.
It wipes it clean.
Another one of our guests was talking about this. It had been like, we had asked her what her most recent purchase was and that was what it was. And just this, there's this whole subject for people using this. I didn't even know. I had to Google it.
But if that wasn't fun enough for you, Bill, a fun fact is, so we know electronics, I think this one is fun because it surprised me. We know electronics are a big purchase for back to college. It's about a quarter of what college shoppers will be spending their budget on. And, you know, unsurprisingly, freshmen are the big spenders here. They're the ones most likely to be needing a laptop, needing a new tablet. But what did surprise me is that after freshmen, it's seniors. So I don't know if they're getting ready to upgrade or if they, you know, want to use that student discount one last time to purchase something before they graduate.
For sure.
Or maybe they're moving off campus and want a TV or a gaming console, you know, all those things that help you study.
I think in the research, you mentioned one time that men are spending more. Gen Z?
Men spend more on back to college in general, and they spend a lot more on electronics.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
that does not surprise me at all.
It doesn't surprise me, but it's just something I hadn't thought about. And when you think about it, oh yeah, the gaming, and that was like a thing in college. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like my dorm room was really stripped down. I feel like I need to lodge a grievance with my parents.
I remember computer labs. I went to the computer lab.
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk about that. Because if I did, you would... Oh, wow.
Were there typewriting labs?
Well, it consisted of cards.
It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing, actually. So where are they getting their disposable income? I mean, is this mom and dad or are these kids, do they work during the summers? I mean, is there any, you know, research on that?
We know from other research that we've done that Gen Z in general is really entrepreneurial. So they tend to, they're much more likely to have started their own business or, you know, started their own YouTube channel. This is not a college shopper, but there is, you know, a six-year-old who just launched a line of toys at Walmart who's, you know, made his name at six by reviewing toys. So you see stuff like that. This is a group that's really, you know, willing to put themselves out there, willing to kind of, you know, make their own money. And as a result, you know, they're going to be, when they come into their full spending power, they're going to be, you know, really critical.
That's awesome.
Well, I will tell you, this has been incredibly interesting for any number of reasons. But I think that one of the most interesting things is that it made me think about when I was in school, how many ever years ago that was, of which it is multiple decades, and, you know, how things have changed. And they will continue to change. This generation, as you said, from today through, you know, they're still being born. And so we're going to have a lot of research on this one.
Yes, we will.
I won't be here to report it, but I'm sure we're going to have a lot of research. Well, yeah. Catherine, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your insights, your experience. And you've been a guest with us before, and I'm certain that you'll be a guest with us again.
Thank you guys for having me back.
And Jen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Bill. This was fun.
Great co-host. We'd like to thank our sponsor, PwC, for their support of Retail Gets Real. Learn more at pwc.com. Thanks to all of y'all out there, too, for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can learn more about this episode and other episodes at our website, retailgetsreal.com. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.